Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic, Lessons in Strength, Wisdom, and Courage. If you're anything like me, sometimes life feels like a constant tug of war. You've got friends wanting your time, family needing your attention, work demanding your focus. It can feel overwhelming. And that's where boundaries come in, my friends. They're not about being selfish or shutting people out, they're about protecting your energy, your sanity, and ultimately, allowing yourself to show up as the best version of you. Ever felt like you were constantly saying yes when all you really wanted to do was scream no? You know that feeling? Today, we're diving deep into creating healthy boundaries because setting limits isn't about controlling others, it's about earning your space and time. First things first, understand this. Boundaries are not walls, they're fences. They create a safe space for you to thrive while still allowing connections to exist. Think of it like your personal Wi-Fi network. You get to decide who gets access and what level of access they have. Number 1, identify your non-negotiables. What are the things that absolutely matter to you? Maybe it's family time, uninterrupted work hours, or even just 30 minutes of quiet alone time every day. Write these down, make them visible, treat them like sacred appointments. Next, learn to say no gracefully. It doesn't have to be a harsh rejection, think of it as redirection. You can say something like, I really appreciate you asking, but I am committed to your non-negotiable right now. Remember, your no is a complete sentence. Number 3. Communicate clearly and directly. Don't beat around the bush or leave things open to interpretation. Be honest about your needs and expectations. For example, instead of saying I'm kinda busy, try I have a lot on my plate right now, so I can only give this task a limited amount of time. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Make time for activities that recharge you, whether it's reading, taking a walk, or just enjoying a cup of tea in silence. This will help you show up as your best self for the people and things that truly matter. Finally, remember that boundaries are fluid. They evolve as you do. Don't be afraid to revisit them, adjust them, and make sure they still serve your needs. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're at a social gathering, surrounded by people, but your energy is draining fast. The constant chatter, the demands on your attention, it's all starting to feel overwhelming. This is where boundaries come in. You can politely excuse yourself from conversations that aren't serving you. You can limit your time in crowded spaces and find a quiet corner to recharge. Maybe even say something like, I'm really enjoying this conversation, but I need to step up for a few minutes to clear my head. And guess what? People will understand. They respect your need for space just as much as you respect theirs. So, remember, creating healthy boundaries is about honoring your needs while still nurturing your relationships. It's a powerful act of self-love that allows you to show up fully and authentically in all areas of your life. Let me recap the key takeaways. First, identify your non-negotiables, those things that are essential to your well-being. Second, learn to say no gracefully and clearly communicate your needs. Remember, self-care is not selfish, it's essential. Finally, remember that boundaries are fluid, adjust them as needed to ensure they continue to serve you. Ready to take action? This week, I want you to identify one non-negotiable in your life and create a small boundary around it. Maybe it's 30 minutes of quiet time each morning or an hour dedicated solely to work on a personal project. Then, share your experience with us. Let's build a community of strength and wisdom together. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. Your feedback means the world to me. And as always, keep striving for that inner peace, one boundary at a time. Until next time, stay strong, stay wise, stay courageous.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.